This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
With the frigid weather, many horse owners may want to pay extra attention to their animals. For this Saturday's horse show, we'll cover some proper winter care practices. First off, a note on body hair clipping. There are many reasons you may be choosing to clip your horse during the winter months. To decrease the fatigue it experiences from stress while working out and sweating a lot, to prevent skin problems and make grooming easier, competition strategy, or if your horse is old, it could be a comfort factor if it has any skin conditions. Just remember that if you are clipping your horse during the winter, it is important that you do blanket it and carefully watch its weight. We can't control the weather, but we can control the diet of the horse. For the winter months, water is one of the main factors, according to Dr. Jim Brendemuhl, equine extension veterinarian for the University of Illinois College of Veterinary Medicine. As the temperature decreases, so does a horse's intake of water. And as a horse's intake of water decreases, their likelihood of getting impaction colic increases. A horse's diet during the winter is primarily hay, which is low in water. So to reduce the risk of impaction colic, it's important to make sure your horse drinks enough water every day. Fresh water should always be readily available during the winter months, and horses will drink more water when it is warmed above 65 degrees Fahrenheit. In addition, the warm water will stimulate the gastrointestinal motility, which will also help to prevent impaction. Since hay is the main ingredient in the diet of a horse over the winter, you should pay special attention to the quality of hay you're feeding. In many cases, free choice hay can provide all the nutrient requirements for a horse, even with the increased diet demands in winter, which is great because hay provides lower unit per cost, and hay also has the additional benefits of maintaining gastrointestinal function and generating body heat during digestion. But with a mainly hay diet comes some complications. Minimizing mold and dust is essential for respiratory health, especially with horses who have a history of an allergic airway disease or heaves. Wetting the hay or switching to an all-pellet form of forage may be necessary. Also, assuring that you have good ventilation in the buildings where you stable your horses is a key factor. If you do supplement your horse's diet with some grain during the winter months, feeding grain mix in the form of a wet mash or offering a horse's typical grain concentrate as a wet mixture with warm water is one way you can increase the water consumption in horses that are reluctant to drink during the cold weather. With these winter months, many people ask the question to blanket or not to blanket their horse. According to Dr. Brendemuhl, horses that have been allowed to acclimate through the fall and have been putting on a winter coat handle freezing temperatures well enough if they're protected from getting wet. If you do decide to blanket, though, it is important that this be maintained for the entire winter to avoid shocking your horse's system. Another major factor for your horse's health? Their hoof health. Freezing and thawing ground during the winter can cause feet and leg unsoundness. Although their hooves grow slower during the winter months, the growth does not stop altogether, so farrier appointments should be maintained. Hard, uneven ground caused by freezing and thawing and then freezing again can cause bruises on the sole of the horse's foot. When uneven, muddy ground suddenly freezes, the horse should be kept off of it until it thaws. If your horse is shoed, it's generally a good idea to remove the shoes for the winter if the horses are turned out in paddocks and pastures. Although if you continue to ride your horses outside during the winter, you will probably want to keep the shoes on your horse. Shoes could be dangerous because they could be pulled off or sprung in constantly changing ground, which may be wet and gooey one day or hard as a rock and slick the next. Additionally, horses wearing shoes are much more prone to accumulating ice balls in the soles of their feet. According to Kevin Klein, professor in the Department of Animal Sciences at the University of Illinois, the warmth from the sole of a horse's foot partially melts snow, which refreezes, and then the inside rim of the horse's shoes hold this material tightly in place. Horses with this accumulated ice in their feet are susceptible to sole bruising, abscesses, foot discomfort, strained tendons and ligaments, compromised balance, injuries from falls, and more. If you are keeping shoes on your horses through the winter, it's probably a good idea. Pads are placed between the horse's hoof and the horse shoe. Your farrier should be able to help you choose between a few different types of pads. If you are curious about any other horse care practices that you can start implementing for the winter months, you can go to the University of Illinois Extension website and search for articles by Kevin Klein, Professor of Animal Sciences at the university, or Dr. Jim Brendemuhl, Equine Extension Veterinarian, University of Illinois College of Veterinary Medicine. That's all for today's Horse Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.